Ladies and gentlemen, it's now time for the Wheel of Misfortune.
Yes, it is. There it is. The dulcet tones of Al's brother. Is he in there today? Are you staring at Al's brother?
I have no idea. He could be hiding. No, lights off in his little cubby.
No, that's a shame.
No, he's not there.
Maybe he's sleeping in there.
He could be. I don't know. He could be.
I'm sure it gets a little bit uncomfortable.
Check under the desk.
Yeah, I missed that, being in studio and just catching a
really nice
glimpse of Al's brother.
Is the same. Mulls is exactly the same.
Yeah, uncomfortable eye contact every once in a while. It's like, oh, there's Al's brother staring at me while I'm doing an interview. Hi, Al's brother. Anyway, you know the way this works. We play different games every Wednesday.
Works. There's different games all the time with
you
guys.
Yeah, well, you'll figure it out. Let's spin the wheel, see what we're playing on a Wednesday afternoon.
Jerry would like to congratulate the Milwaukee Bucks and the Greek Freak winning the NBA championship. Jerry's nickname was Freak back in college, and you know exactly what I'm talking about.
Jerry, in the summer, Pooley, I don't think you realize how significant this news is and how lucky you are to be witnessing this and be a part
fortunate.
Of it.
And very current, too, the guy that must have actually worked today to broadcast that.
There's a lot going on here. Jerry
was that
generally
on file somewhere, thinking Milwaukee was going to win the NBA championship, and
I don't think so. No, I don't think so. I think Jerry just decided, you know what? I've got time for you
today.
Yeah, and we're doing it now. So let's get after it. Let's get to the takes here from Jerry.
Jerry's calling it right here, right now. The Seattle Kraken will win a playoff series before one of the Maple Leafs or Oilers.
Okay, so only one of them, right? So what Jerry's saying here, I guess, is let's say the Leafs win a round this year.
Okay. So but both the Oilers have to make the playoffs. That's number one.
That's right, and the Oilers would too, and Seattle would have to. But yeah. Seattle doesn't have to win one before, you know, any of them. It's just before one of them wins. So take that for what it's worth, Pooley. What's your percentage chance of that happening?
20%. Really low. Really low. I don't see that happening. I just don't.
Well, history would suggest
I don't think the expansion team, we're measuring them against Vegas. They're not going to do what Vegas did. And I know they're in the West, and I know the West could be weak. California, I mean, somebody's going to be better out there, aren't they?
I'm not sure, are they? I mean,
That wasn't a rhetorical question. I wasn't asking that, like,
Anaheim won't
for
be.
Sure.
I don't think Anaheim would be.
I don't think San Jose is. I think the Kings are going to be.
I think the Kings have a chance. They got some young guys who are already basically here. I think
they're
the going to
do some willing and dealing, I'm told, as well.
Yeah, they've got a shot. Arizona, I think, is worse.
Agreed.
They will be worse, so
Seattle should be better than Arizona.
I think they'll be better than Arizona, better than Anaheim. I think they might be better than San Jose.
The big guy Getzy's out of there.
Yeah, it looks like it. You know, and then Vancouver, do they get back? I don't know. I could see Seattle making the playoffs. I think it's close. I think they'll be in the running. I could see it. Again, the Leafs could win, but if Seattle beats Edmonton, then this counts. If Edmonton wins and then Seattle beats...
I don't
beats,
see it happening.
I got to go a little bit higher than you. I'm going to be in the minority on this, but again, history would suggest the Leafs have not won a playoff round in 17 years. The Oilers have not won one. They've been due for a long time, Pooley, and the Oilers have been due for a long time as well. I think both teams, the Oilers and the Leafs, will be in the playoffs next year. I think they have a better chance of getting there than Seattle, but not by much necessarily. But I'll still be in the minority. I'll say 35% because it may not be about this year. None of them could win playoff rounds this year, and then it carries over to next year. Well, I mean, that's definitely a possibility.
You're making some people really miserable right now.
Yeah. Listen, I'm trying not to be as negative about the Leafs.
You're talking about four of the top offensive players in the game.
Well, that's great in the regular season. Where were they in the playoffs?
Mm-hmm.
Nowhere. Absolutely nowhere. Mm-hmm. The four of them. Swept in Edmonton, and we know what happened games 5-7 in Toronto and Montreal.
Swept in Edmonton, that still is
crazy.
Just when you say that, it's like...
And then Winnipeg gets swept and smoked by Montreal in the next round. Smoked. So I'll go a little bit higher. I'll say 35%.
The Blue Jays in Toronto will be a grand slam. selling out every possible ticket the rest of the season. Jerry's going to a game with no tarp.
Okay, no shirts.
I'll make sure I don't go to that one.
That has been a theme around baseball. That is, I think that was happening before COVID, but it certainly happened a lot after COVID. So Jerry's saying every home game the rest of the way. Now they've added a home game because they've moved the postponed game against the Sox to when they're back in Toronto.
Doubleheader.
Which I like. That's
two
a smart play.
Tickets required.
Yep, that's smart. He's saying they're all going to be sold out. Every single possible ticket will be sold.
That is available.
That is available.
And starting at 15,000. Mm-hmm. I am going to say that is a 70% chance of that happening. I think they're going to make a little run here. They're going to add two pitchers at the deadline, one reliever, and they're going to make a little run. And the bats stay hot. And they get home. Getting home is going to mean a jump. So what are they, 3.5 out now?
Mm-hmm.
They're going to make a run here. So they're going to sell out. Yeah, I'm going to say, no, I might be a little low there. 80% chance they're going to sell out every ticket available.
Well, I think there's two things that have to be accounted for here. One, I think the attendance and the capacity will escalate.
Yes.
You know, I think it'll go from 15% to, or 15,000 to 25,000, and then it'll be full bore, hopefully, by September. We'll see.
So now flashback to 16, 15, 16... You know,
right.
Those teams.
But those teams won. And that this team, I'm not willing to put them in the same ballpark as the 15 and 16 Jays. And that is where I would lower the number a little bit if it gets to a point in September where it is full capacity or it's available. You could sell upwards of, 45,000 seats. And they're out of the playoffs. They're not going to sell out. Like, it's just as excited as people will be.
Well, I'm banking on them being in the playoff run.
They have to be in the run.
Yeah.
They have to be.
Well, I'm taking that into account.
Yeah, absolutely, and you should. And I think they'll be in the running. It's just a matter of whether or not, that last homestand, let's say they have, 15 games left and they basically have to go 12-3 to get in. Are they still going to sell? I don't know if they will. So I'll go a little bit lower than you. Let's say 51%. I'm just going to be into the majority. Just into the majority, but I think it's close to a coin flip because you're talking about a lot of seats. Not everyone is going to be comfortable with going, so you got to consider that. They're not going to have the full market.
I think the hunger to go is going to outweigh the not everybody wants to go.
I think
there's enough
that will
people
be the
that
case.
Are hungry to go. I mean, just...
For the first month and a half, anyway.
Just watch what's happening already at restaurants and with people. I mean, there's just a hunger and a desire to be normal again, Brian. We know that. We saw that on Sunday. It's like, we're normal.
Yep. Yeah, you're right. People are happy to be normal.
The desire to be normal is going to outweigh the disappointment if they lose a game.
Although, it's not going to be completely normal when you're wearing, you're going to be wearing a mask in there. There's still going to be distancing. Although, if it becomes full capacity, maybe it won't be. Maybe it literally could be normal by the middle of September.
How long do you think we're wearing masks for?
I don't know. I think we're gonna.
Are we gonna have winter masks?
I think we're gonna go through the winter with winter masking.
Boy, oh boy.
Yeah, in some places anyway. And
we're close to normal on some fronts, and then you flip your mask on when you're.
The mask could not be any more abnormal from the way we used to live. I never wore a mask in my life. Out in public.
Ever.
Now people are driving around wearing a mask.
Ever. I never.
Yeah.
Of course you didn't.
No, of course not.
What would
all
you
right.
One for?
Let's move on here.
One of Mackenzie Hughes or Corey Connors will medal at the Olympics. Hazy B's down 500 to O-Dog and all of the bets.
Just going to work that in there?
Well, it couldn't be further from the truth. The O-Dog is so deep in the hole. He is Beansy from The Sopranos, and I am Richie Aprile, and I owe him a conversation. I should find him down at the pizza shop and tell him to meet me out in the alleyway.
He couldn't pick the worst guy, can he? Yeah. He's just picking everything wrong?
This guy, he hasn't won one golf bet, Pooley. Not one. I have picked a number of winners. He has not picked one winner at any point. We've been doing this for like a year and a half. But anyway, Mackenzie Hughes or Corey Connors, one of them will medal. Gold, silver, bronze. All you need is one to get into the top three. They are playing well right now.
85% chance.
85.
I am going. I don't know who all is going for sure. Like, is
the Americans have Morikawa going? I think Justin Thomas. Like, the Americans are sending.
They got a good team. Okay.
Some pretty heavy hitters. Okay. McIlroy's going. He doesn't sound like
Justin Rose won a medal last time, right?
He was fired
up.
Yeah,
he's got to be on the team.
There weren't a lot of great players there in 2016.
No.
There weren't.
So there are going to be more at this one?
I believe so, yes.
Okay. I like these guys' odds. I do.
I do, too, the way they're playing. I do, too.
I mean, look at it. They're in the top, you know, they're in the top groupings of the last two major tournaments.
Well,
Hughes is. Connors.
And Connors was. He kind of melted a little bit down the stretch on Sunday, but he was in it.
You got to get there to melt, though, Brian. You got to get there to melt.
The Masters, and although you can't melt if you're going to finish top three. Right. You got to be in there by the end of the tournament to have an opportunity to pounce, but you've got to make sure that you follow it through. But they're both playing so well. It is such a unique tournament, and it's going to be back to no spectators, which it doesn't really affect golfers that much because they do it so often.
I'm going big for these guys.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going big. 85%,
Your Highness.
85%.
I'm going to say I'm high on it, too, though. I do think one of them is going to medal. I just have a feeling one of them is going to get hot, stay hot. I'm going to say 65%.
I kind of wish it was a team medal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that'd be cool.
I really like their odds then.
Yeah, team games. Like, you just play team low. It's like gambling.
Yeah.
It just turns into completely debauchery and degenerate gambling at the Olympics. I support that idea. Do we have time for? Why don't we get to one more?
We'll save. They got a little side going.
They have to.
You know they do.
They're just playing for a medal and no cash.
On Mondays and Tuesdays, they got stuff going on.
Just a medal's not enough.
All the time.
Just a medal's not enough. These guys will have cash games going during the tour. I guarantee you.
Guaranteed.
100%.
Jerry's sniffing around the rumor mill and hearing some blockbusters could be brewing, and Matthew Tkachuk is leading the charge. Because he won't be in Calgary by the start of the 22-23 season.
That is an interesting one.
Okay, so he's given us a full year, though.
A full year. So even by this time next year...
he's really hedging his bets.
Technically in Calgary. But this is a guy, though, a year ago, though, Pooley, you thought future captain now that Giordano's gone.
Yes.
Face of the franchise, marketing guy, everyone in Calgary loves him. And now his name, it sounds like it's kind of out there a little bit. Like, at least some people are calling and wondering if he could be out of there.
I think it's really about change in Calgary, right? It's not about his name being out there. It's about change in Calgary. Well, if I'm going shopping in Calgary, that's the first name I'm asking about.
I love him. Yep.
You know, I mean, that's talk about an ingredient and an element and everything else. I mean, you're taking him over Johnny Gaudreau. You're taking him over Monahan.
Mm-hmm.
Giordano's not there. You're taking him over. I mean, you're taking him.
I am. I'm with you on that.
If his name's out there, I'm the guy bringing his name up if I'm calling. So, and I don't see them winning with the configuration they have. So that feeds into the fact that change will be dictated.
Even with all that said, he's not untouchable. He's not McDavid, Matthews, McKinnon, but he's close on that team. I'd say, you know, 10% because anything's possible, but I'm not moving Matthew Tkachuk.
Yeah.
If I'm Calgary.
No, I'm the guy calling trying to get him moved.
Absolutely. But if you're playing the
role of
the GM.
So if you're taking the Calgary point of view, if he's going to be there, because he's young enough, you've got to rebuild around him.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a real, that's a low one for me.
It's low.
Yeah,
very low. It's got to be low.
15%.
Yeah, I think we're both seeing eye to eye on that one.